Mr. Kiprios. How are you, sir?
I'm well.
I want to talk about that triple overtime in a minute, which I mean, again, the Chicago Blackhawks. I got to deal with that separately. I got to deal with that because even as a Blackhawks fan, like I went to bed last night before it was over. I woke up this morning and I pulled the cell phone out. I opened the app and I just stared at it, and I just stared at it because I didn't see that coming. We'll talk about that in a minute. The Mike Babcock situation, Nick. Is it? I mean, I don't think it looks good in MLSE. I'm sorry. I don't know if people at MLSE really want, you know, a station owned by one of their partners saying that, but I think this looks bad.
Well, I don't know if it looks bad. I think it just states the obvious, Jeff, is that it's not an attractive package right now for Mike Babcock or maybe others. We'll wait and see. But it's an ongoing thing for Brendan Shanahan and his staff is to turn it into an attractive package for employees, future employees, i.e. management, free agent. What about a CEO for MLSE? You think, how's that search going?
Oof. Yeah, that's a good point. Right? Well, and that also...
They can't find anybody right now. Like, they should have named somebody months ago.
Well, I wonder, Nick, who's doing the search? I mean, it's got to be Brendan Shanahan, but who does he answer to? The guy who isn't going to be around in another couple of months? I don't know. He's got, I don't know how many assistants
well,
to
the
Shanahan.
Board, the
has.
Board's got to name
right.
Somebody for Lewicki, and that really has nothing to do with Brendan Shanahan. So we'll see what happens here. But everybody's well aware of the challenges to come into that scenario. Bell, Rogers, it's not easy.
Well, you know, and I was thinking about this yesterday, and actually Don Collins, our PD, brought it up in our morning meeting as well. It was an interesting point. You know, I can just imagine Terry Pegula, like, just following Babcock around everywhere in that trip to Buffalo. And, you know, you're getting FaceTime with the owner, hands-on treatment. You know, the owner's showing you this, the owner's showing you that. He's taking you here, he's taking you there, he's introducing you to people. And, yeah, I don't know what happened here when he talked to the Leafs. I've got to think Brendan was the point guy on it, and that's fine. But, Nick, that's not the same as the guy, the multi-billionaire signing your check, showing you around. And, well, and I wonder if maybe that isn't... Like, I know Mike Babcock's a smart guy, and I'm not going to sit here and say that Mike Babcock needs his ego stroked, but you know what? Mike Babcock may need his ego stroked.
Oh, yeah, that's safe to say. Yeah, that's safe to say, but... It, Leaf fans have been starving for the one guy that can be your go-to owner, and they haven't had that in a long time. So it was tough on the teacher's pension, and then once the teacher's pension left, everybody thought that anything would be better than that. And now with the Rogers-Bell dynamic, it's equally as challenging, and it's a lot easier for Mike Babcock to have one guy to answer to, and that's Terry Pegula. And we know what he's been doing with the Buffalo Bills and what he paid for Ryan, their head coach now, and what he's going to do with Babcock if he gets the green light as early as today that he's on his way.
Nick, what does the next coach – I'm not going to ask you for a name unless you want to give one, but would – give me the three characteristics the next head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs is going to need.
Patience, patience, and patience.
Okay.
How's that?
That's good.
That's it. You got to have the ability to work with what you have, and it ain't pretty, and it's not going to be that much prettier in October, and you hope by next March it looks significantly different, but there's a chance it may not. Everybody's talking about Phaneuf and Kessel and moving on from those guys. It's going to be challenging for Brendan Shanahan to move bodies out. They got a bit of a gift from the hockey gods that they were able to move Clarkson's contract, but these ones will be tougher in many ways.
And my other concern too, Nick, is the fact that here we are, no general manager, no head coach, but we seem to have a lot of assistant general managers or people in the front office. And that's fine, right? I mean, front offices, You know, front offices do that. But one of the complaints I heard from people, and I'm sure you heard the same thing when Brian Burke was here, is, there are too many guys in there. There's Claude Loisel, and there's, you know, Dave Poulin, and Cliff Fletcher still hanging around, and Tom Watts still hanging. This is all I heard from people. There's too many people there. Well, it seems as if these guys are you know, layering middle management positions here.
That's correct, and it's not the conventional way. It's not something that we've seen in the past, really. It's always been president, general manager, your coach hires your assistants, and you follow that pecking order. But here, it's apparent that Brendan Shanahan, if he found the right guy, including Babcock, if he would have said yes, would have hired a coach before a general manager, and that's unheard of in our business, really. But he wants to create this committee,
mm-hmm.
and it's a vision that is much different than what we've seen in the past. And we'll see how this thing plays out. You got to give him some credit for at least having, you know, the gumption to sit there and say, I don't care how people have done this in the past. This is my vision. It's one that I'll sink or swim with.
Well, one thing I was going to say, you know, people are sitting here and saying, Brendan, you know, we can't see Brendan Shanahan's plan. I mean, I disagree with that. I think, as you pointed out, I think there is a plan in place. Whoever in the media, fans may not like it, but I do think, I believe more than ever now there's a plan in place.
Yes, yeah.
I really do.
He's in charge, and he's got people that he believes in. There's people that are still shaking their head that Kyle Dubas has got the clout that he has with little experience, even at the junior level, now the pro level. And people are sitting there going, but Brendan sees something beyond what traditionalists see. And Kyle Dubas may end up being the smartest guy in hockey in a short period mm-hmm. of time. Who knows? But Brendan is willing to give him a chance. And while the rest of the hockey world may shake their heads at it, we'll see how this thing plays out. They've tried different ways in the past. It hasn't worked. They went to one of those Hall of Famers that wants the job, certainly doesn't need the job, with $50 million in career earnings or over, right? So mm-hmm. they're going to stick with this thing and see how it plays out.
Should mention, by the way, that the Boston Bruins have named Don Sweeney as general manager.
We saw that thing coming about a million miles away.
Yeah, so that is off the boards in conversation.
We'll see what he ends up doing with his head coach. He's got to come out fairly early and support him or cut him loose.
Yeah, I don't think there can be any middle ground as far as Claude Julien goes. All right, I want to shift focus to the ice. The Chicago Blackhawks... you know, what is that? Their fourth triple overtime, fourth triple overtime game since 2011 or whatever it is. I can ask you flat out, Nick, why do these guys have a knack of not only playing those long games, but winning those long games?
Yeah, well, character guys along with that world-class talent could have been over about a dozen times and not in their favor. And how many goalposts and crossbars do we see? And yet it just seems that they always find a way to rise to the occasion. And this is going to end up being one heck of a series, no different than the one we saw in the past with the LA Kings.
Mm-hmm.
This one, watching last night, you're just sitting there going, okay, that's why we love the Western Conference way more than the Eastern mm-hmm. Conference. Oh, yeah, that's the reason. Big, strong, fast, tough. And it's a challenge now for Tampa Bay and New York to kind of try to at least come close to matching that intensity last night.
Nick, what does Bruce Boudreau, what do Anaheim have to do today, you know, after they to recover from that type of a loss? Because you expend all that energy.
Yeah.
I can't imagine another sport. I mean, even playing a 21-inning baseball game, I can't imagine the emptiness when you leave that ice.
Well, it's early in the series, and it's not like it's not like game five, and now you're down 3-2,
mm-hmm.
and you're within a whisker of making golf reservations here. So they're fine here. I think it's just the opposite. your mentality has to be, how lucky can a hockey team get? Mm-hmm. We should be up 2-0. We should be going to Chicago, dominating this series early here, and it didn't happen. But like I said, the goalposts after crossbar for Anaheim, and they just didn't have that luck on their side, and now they got to feel like, you know, they're going into Chicago and they're playing against a good team, but a team that they should be up 2-0 on.